Torreway, Northwest London, Friday, the 6th of December, Erev Shabbos, Ches Kislev, Rabbi Simcha Goldberg, Parsha theme.
Morning, everybody. A few points learned from this week's Parsha. Happened to be for myself. A bit of the Shabbos to my son, who's got married this week. Yeah, so we'll start off with something which happens to be pertinent to the Indian of Chas and Shabbos. When Yaakov married Leah, followed by Rachel, he was a bit upset with Lavan. They had some words with each other. And he knew Leah, it was the wrong wife. So Lavan says to him, "Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Would you like to marry the other one?" So Lavan said, "Vayomer Lavan." Lavan says, "Mali shavu azois. Finish 7 days for Leah. Venit nolacha gam azois, and then he can marry Rachel." That's what Lavan suggested. Now the Mishnah in my cotton says a well-known rule. Well, let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein noisim noshim b'moed. You don't get married on chol hamoed." Kavachem Yom Tov itself, you don't make a chasna on Yom Tov. The Gemara gives a number of reasons for this. A very well known reason is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha in Simcha. That's what the Gemara says in Moed Kotten Daf Tes. And the Gemara brings the Koyev in Shlem HaMelech when he built the Beis HaMikdash. When Shlem HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, so the Pasuk says, Vayah Shloimoy Ba'isa Yisachok, it says, Shivas Yomim, Vishivas Yomim, Abo Oso Yomim. Evidently, he didn't want to combine the simcha of 7 days of Sukkot with the 7 day simcha of the chasna and the yemei hasheva brachas. Sorry, the building the beis hamikdash. So we see the ein ma'arvin simcha, but we can't mix the two simchas. So too, from there, we can't do a chasna on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. We can't do it. Then, what happens to give a number of other reasons why you can't get married Chol HaMoed as well? One is because you might. It might ignore or somehow lessen the Simcha of Yom Tov and replace it with the Simchas Ishtoi, and we learn that for Pasva Samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha might take away the Simchas Yom Tov. The other reason is because of the Timcha. Don't forget, no fridges and freezers in those days, so that had to be done all of the time. So if you make a Chasa Chol HaMoed, you're busy with Oitzik and the Timcha for the Chasa. It's a Timcha, too much Timcha for Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed. And another reason the Gemara gives is interesting, that a person might have to say, "Listen, Holy is very busy, he hasn't got time to get married. He'd rather wait till Chol HaMoed when there's plenty of time. He's not working too hard, so he's got time for Chol HaMoed." And as a result, he's delaying the mitzvah of getting married. The Gemara gives lots of reasons for this halacha, but let's focus on this one, which is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha Im Simcha. So, as we said, the Gemara learns it from Shlomo HaMelech. However, Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi Moed Kotzim, which has an alternative Mekoya in the Torah for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha Im Simcha, and this pasuk here, but Lavan said to Yaakov, "Male Shavu Azeit." By the way, when we speak about the 7 days, not directly to do with the fact that you make the seven brachas during the Sudas, or the 7 days, we call it Sheva brachas. That's not what we're discussing today, which is also, of course, in Halacha, but that's what we're discussing now. Now we're discussing another thing, which is the Simcha of the 7 days. There's a din, let's say, in for some reason, there's no Sheva brachas, no Baruch Hadosh, no Minim, whatever, but it's a din, as we'll see, the Chosin and the Kan have a Chiyuv Simcha, the Chiyuv to be B'Simcha. That's what we're referring to in the Yemei HaSheva brachas, in the days of the 7 days. So this is learned. We don't combine the two simchas from this pasuk Mali Shavu Azois. First, complete the Yemei HaSimcha for your first wife Leah, and then you get married to Rachel. This is.
Well, was there a simcha there though? If
she
was cheated out of it.
Aha! So there may be some disappointment, but don't take away from the chiyuv. Let's say it comes to Sukkot and your sukkah's leaking. Well, I'm not someone who's raining now. Your pasuk. Yes, you have seen the sukkah. It's not comfortable. Don't take away from the fact that you got a chiyuv simcha of Yom Tov. There may be other disappointments, other distractions, but you still got a chiyuv simcha. So true, he was disappointed with the whole situation. That's definitely true. Nevertheless, there's a chiyuv simcha. There's a chiyuv simcha. Yeah. So the question is that this is the halacha. This is what Bavli Yushami, and this incidentally the Magen Avraham discussed. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Chol HaMoed Tav Kuf Mem Vav brings that base. He also says that the whole thing, this Ein Ma'arvin, is a din d'rabbanan, but he himself claims it's a din d'oraisa. The question is, Sefer HaMakneh in Kuntros Achron asks the following question. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus Perik Yud,
Yesh le adam lisa noshim rabois ka'achas b'yoyim echad. It's fine to marry as many wives as you like. Of course, we're talking beforehand with the Gershom, of course, but I'll be strict halacha. It could be permitted to marry as many wives as you like. At ka'echad b'yoyim echad one day. You may birchas chasanim l'chulam ka'achas. And then, sorech lismoyach im kol achas v'achas simcha v'uyolo. So, says the Rambam, the procedure is you marry more than one wife. On the one day, you can marry as many wives as you like. Let's say, for example, two wives. And then you have 7 days of simcha with one, followed by 7 days of simcha with the other. It's important not to combine the 7 days into one. Now, each one has its own din simcha. It's 14 days of simcha. The Rambam says clearly the actual nisuin, the marriage itself, it's fine to do both at the same time. So this is the Hamakdash question. Why did Yaakov Avinu not do this? Why did the discussion was, Mali Shabuazai, first finish the 7 days of Leah, and then Venitdo, and then go and get married to the second wife to Rachel. He could have done the nisuin straight away both together, and then later we'll have the 14 days on the 7 days of the simcha. This is the question that I'm asking now. This is the question. Incidentally, there's another discussion about how we learn things of love. I mean, these words, Mali Shabuah Zeus, were said by love. But we found it interesting in the Torah, a number of times we take words said by somebody who maybe wasn't such a big tzaddik, maybe even a rosha, and we take those words. A classic example of that is many of us, most of us every day, begin our service with Matovu Eilecha Yaakov, which comes straight from the mouth of Bilam. I did once see a sefer, I don't remember, one of the Kadmoidim, you shouldn't say it, because, you know, it comes from Bilam, right? And the other example, which some of us may know, not Harry, I know what you meant, yeah, the other one, yeah. It's which is a bracha said by Lomnim as well. It's a question, a discussion. The basic answer is, listen, at the end of the day, Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to write it in the Torah, it became Torah, and it became fact in the Torah. Al-Kabonim, this is the halacha, this is the kasha makna. Why did Yaakov not marry the second wife, Rachel, immediately, and followed by Yemei Simcha in his own time? He could have married her straight away. You know, with love on around, who knows what tricks could happen between now and 7 days' time, and get on with it, marry her straight away. This is the kasha. This is the kasha. So, two suggestions to answer this question. The first thing is, when exactly is the chi of simcha chal? When is the beginning? When is it happening? You have from now, there's halachas, a chosen, a kalas, we will see a chosen mustn't do malacha, and it must be misamech. When does it all begin? When is it chal? So that the Ramah brings it to Shubhas HaRosh, so Ramon Simon Evan Ezra Simon Samach Beis, which discusses the Indian of the Simcha of the 7 days, and the Rosh says Kimishas Habrocha Moin Shivas Yimei Achupa. The Ramon says Zayin Yom Maschin Miyad Laacha Birch the 7 Brocha Shibirch Boishen under the Chupa. Yeah, the Rosh explains because Hutru Lehisyachi. So the point is that, you know, we all know that in order to continue the marriage, you have Kibish Yem Yisuin, you also have the Brocha Kalabulay Brocha Asura. Without the bracha, she's forbidden to her husband. So after the bracha, the path is set now for their marriage to continue in the full way. So now the simcha begins immediately. Can't do that. Chuppah and bracha is at 1 minute. I have some important meetings to see to, and we'll do the simcha tomorrow. You can't do that, says the Rosh. You've got to start straight away. So here with Rachel and Leah, what happened is he'd already married Leah. But the next morning, Bahiba break. Right? The nisuin was complete. The ceremony was complete. The marriage was fixed. It's already happened. Now, the Simcha of Leah was already chal, had already begun. According to what we just now learned from the Ramban, Shuas HaRosh, the Simcha begins immediately on the completion of the marriage ceremony, B'Shas HaRosh. So, the Simcha of the first wife had already begun. Now it's too late. I can't mix the Simcha of the second wife. When did the Rambam say you can marry two at once? That both of us achas. So one is not impeding on the other. You both of us achas together. The Simcha begins at the same time. Then you do your 14-day Simcha. But if you already done one, you've done what? The simcha has been chal. The simcha, the first wife is chal. It's there. Now you want to start bringing a second wife in. Now you want to introduce a second simcha. It's sort of the first simcha. That you can't do. Mistake. That's another question. Okay. But we're assuming that it was a marriage because we could have carried on in marriage. So yeah, that's a separate discussion. Why was it not a talk?
How do you understand the Vasachas? He was saying, Hare, Atem, Mekudosh,
Lee. It doesn't say the Kiddushin. His notion is, Lisson, Noshin, Beyoin, Echol.
Beyoin, Echol.
So according to what I just now said, it will be 20, before the Sheva Brachas, you can do Kiddushin, Nisuin, separately, right? But the Sheva Brachos would be one Sheva Brachos. That's when the Simcha would begin at the actual Sheva. The actual Maise Kiddushin, the Gemara does discuss the one Kiddushin about doing two wives at once, but you don't have to go that far. You do two separate Kiddushin.
It's not the Brachos under the Chuppah, it's the Sheva Brachos.
Yes, yeah. That's also in the Rambam. Oh, well, under the Chuppah, the Sheva Brachos under the Chuppah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rambam says, Losh Mamet B'yoyim Echod, M'voyach Birchas Chassanim L'kulon Ke'echod. So of course we're not talking about Kiddushin Nisuin, Nisuin would have to be separate, Nisuin, I mean it's a Yichud with a wife, right? Yeah, that's another discussion, two Kiddushin at one, that's more in Kiddushin, but no, it's two separate Kiddushin, but the Brachas were one Brachas, and that makes the Simcha Chal at the same time. So therefore, according to this, it's understandable why Yaakov couldn't marry the second wife, Rachel, now, he'd already got on with the first wife, ceremony complete, the Simcha was Chal, you can't bring the second wife in now. That's the first possible suggestion. There's a little bit of a problem, which has to be sorted out with this. What is the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? What is the Simcha? Are we talking about the 7 days of Simcha? Or is the action of the Nisuin itself, the ceremony of the Nisuin, the marriage, is a Simcha? So according to the answer we just now said, we are assuming that after having married the first wife, you cannot do the marriage ceremony for the second wife. We're assuming the actual ceremony itself is a cause of Simcha. Other than the fact that 7 days or something you'll do later, but the actual ceremony is suing itself as a simcha, and then that can't be done while you've already started the nisuin of the first. That's the interesting point, which needs further thought. But that's a possible answer to this first question, to this question. The second answer goes like this. Again, remind ourselves, the question is, why did Yaakov, Malei Shavua Azos, why did he marry, after having married Leah, why did he lay 7 days before he married Rachel? And the Yerushalmi said, "Ein ma'arim simcha simcha." He could have done the nisuin straight away, both Rachel and Leah bevas achas, and then done the 7 days separately, 7 and 7. And the Rambam suggests, why did he delay the nisuin of Leah? This is of Rachel. That's the question.
He only came on to marry Rachel the day after he married Leah. Right. Only then he knew. So right. He couldn't have married both of them.
So this is my first answer. Depending what the simcha is. If you stay,
Matthias,
didn't know that it was.
No, the next morning. No. So the next day, when he woke up, he found Hini Ulea. Okay, go ahead, my Rachel now.
Oh,
that was the question.
Was too angry.
Yeah, not with Vasachas. Yeah, that's not
too angry.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Okay. The second answer goes like this. Very interesting discussion. Very, very interesting. We don't have Shulchan Aruch. You know, there's a lot of Shulchan Aruch. We have to know. A Chosson and a Kala must know. There's a Chiyuv. There's certain Chiyuvim. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samach Daled Avinu Ezer, it says, "Leisi b'shalas soich l'soich l'smoach imo zayin yom." There's din soich l'smoach imo zayin yom. You must be b'simcha with your wife for 7 days. Shelo yaseh melacha. It's ista melacha. I've seen some places who say it's about chol hamoed, tov ha'oved, maybe allowed, etc. The discussion. Melacha is also v'lo yisto v'yitzim b'shuk maso business deals. Elo oichol v'shoyse v'smoach imo. That's what Muhammad says. Comes from the Rishonim, based on the Gemara in the beginning of Ksuvos, and the Rishonim explain. This is the halacha. Now, there's a very strange rumor. So again, the Muhammad says this, these words: "Shelo yaseh melacha, v'lo yisof v'yitzein mashuk." You mustn't do a melacha. You mustn't do business. You must eat and drink with your wife. That's the halacha of the Muhammad. The rumor then adds, as he does, and he goes, "Okay," he says, "V'chosen also basiyas melacha v'also lotzeis yichidi mashuk." So he's added that also lotzeis yichidi bashuk, which is we learned that was the Rishonim bring down. The reason is because chosson doimel. Well, there's more than one reason, but the Rishonim bring down chosson doimel lemelech. It's Birkat Beleza, and it says in Birkat Beleza chosson doimel lemelech ma melech ain the yoytel bashuk levad. You'll never see an important figure like a king walking down the street without any people around him on his own. Af chosson ain the yoytel bashuk levad. And the Birkat Beleza continues. The Ran, the beginning of Ksubas, the Dabes, and other Rishonim also bring it down. Ma melech ain the yoytel malocha. Af chosson ain the yoytel malocha. Like a melech doesn't do malocha. Like a melech. Fine. But what to Rumor adding? The Rumor's question was the chosson also vasiyat malocha. The Mechaber just said that. The Shulchan Aruch writes, you mustn't do malacha, shelo yaseh malacha. Then the Rambam goes, v'chosen also vasiyas malacha. It's total repetition, almost word for word, of what the Mechaber just said. What to Rambam adding? That's the question. The Shulchan Aruch deals with this question. But let me introduce a second point. Where is actually the source of the idea of the Simcha of 7 days? Where does it come from? So you have a Rambam, which says in Hilchos Ishus Per Yud, Tiknu Chachomim, Chazal made a takana, Shekol HaNesi B'Sula, Sameach Imo Shivas Yomim. And he goes on to say, it's a second marriage, it's only 3 days. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Yishuv, but there's another Rambam in Hilchos Abel, in Avelos. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, tikkur lehem liyisrael, shiva simei Avelos, v'shiva simei Amishta. Which also that's makom for that as a Yerushalmi in Ksubas. So where does the takana come from? In one place, the Rambam is telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu made this takana, shiva simei Amishta, 7 days of Simcha. And another, the Rambam says, tikkur chachomim, which definitely not doesn't imply me to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tidur Chachomim is a general term for Chachomim, the generation, maybe actually a Sagdoila, the later generation, not Moshe Rabbeinu. What are these two Takanas? And the first Takana for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalmi says clearly, only for a Basula, only someone not been married before. And whereas the other Takana, we know, there's a din of 3 days Simcha, even if someone has a second marriage. So what are the two things? It's quite clear there are two different halachas, both centered around the Simcha, which a Chosin and a Kala have. So in this, the Chelkas Machayk in the Shulchan Aruch, then Ibn Ezra al-Mukhdalut, and he says that they're all two separate din. And one is mitzad chosun, and one is mitzad kala. So the chosun has his regal. We come on, it's like a regal, like a yomtiv. It's a yomtiv, he got married, it's a called celebration, it's a 7 day yomtiv for the chosun. And then for the chosun, it has his halachas he has to keep, such as le'asim halacha, etc. That's a din on the chosun. But the other halacha is, it says that Tinu Chachomim, Kalnesu Besula, Yes Sameach Imo Shiva Yitzriyom. He should be Besimcha with her. And this is what is brought down. Oichel Veshoyse Imo should eat and drink together. And this is a din to Mesameach his wife for 7 days. Two separate halachas. First of all, he himself has a regal, has a chiyuv Simcha for 7 days. No different to a Yomtov. Perhaps. And then there's a second halach. He must be Mesamech Imo. He must make her happy and rejoice together. There's two separate halachas. Two separate halachas. So, says the Chelkas Mechokek, in the unlikely circumstance that she's Moichel, nah, it's fine. You go about your business. I'll go about mine. I'll have a happy marriage that way. We don't need to eat together, but it's fine. It's okay. So the second halacha, as long as she's Moichel, but leave Shom, she really sincerely doesn't mind, then he doesn't have to eat and drink with her if she doesn't mind. He has a chiv to make her happy, be with Samech Imo, as long as she wants. If she doesn't want, she's happy without. Doesn't need to. But the first halacha is still there. He has a din yomtov on himself, which should he ask him halacha, surely he mustn't do malacha, etc. So there's two halachas. If she's Michael, he may be allowed to eat or drink without her, but he still has a din of yomtov on himself. Two different halachas.
What's the rationale for the first halacha?
Well, his own simcha. That's a good question. Why this mitzvah, over and above every other mitzvah in the Torah, is such a fuss made about this mitzvah Puru? Probably because it's such an important mitzvah. You know what the Gemara says, Puru is on top of Leshavish Torah. The whole tachas of the world is to marry into, and so that's a great simcha in doing this mitzvah. And that's probably the pshat. Great simcha. So that's a mitzvah of Yom Tov for himself. Yeah. The Gemara calls that a regal. So, according to this, we could suggest, going back to Yaakov Avinu, if you marry two wives at once, okay, more or less at once, yeah, first day, second day, you marry two wives at once. So we learned before, the Rambam tells us, if you marry two wives in one day, then have 14 days of simcha. 7 for one, 7 for another. Ah, there's a big difference. The first 7 days is both, of course, for the wife, for the kala, but also for the chosan. He just did a mitzvah, right? He's done a mitzvah, he got married, he has a dinner regular for 7 days. But the second set of 7 days is no dinner of the chosan. He's had his 7 days in mitzvah. He's done his mitzvah. He's had his simcha for 7 days. What's the second set for? Purely for the wife. And the Lashon Rambam, Yesh Lo Nismoya Im Kol Achas V'Achas. The simcha with each wife. The first wife, he's owes, so to speak, the simcha of 7 days. And then the second wife, why should she lose out? So of course she's entitled to her 7 days of simcha with her husband. But he's finished. His din, that he has his personal halakha of a regal for 7 days, that's completed already. So the second week would only be for her.
How can she have a
simcha
if it's not her husband?
Exactly, therefore he has to be a simcha with her. Sure. Of course he has to be a simcha with her, but the reason why he has to be a simcha with her is purely for her. Of course he has to be there and be a simcha with her, but it's not a personal chiv on himself as such. It comes, the chiv comes on him, the makor, the source of the chiv is her, is the wife, to be a simcha with your wife. So therefore, in theory, if the second wife would be Michael, let's say for some reason she sincerely doesn't mind, then there's no simcha at all. Because his din simcha isn't there, it's only hers. So if she was Merkel, it wouldn't be there. So Lava perhaps was concerned. Lava says, Mali Shavuazos. I don't want you doing this business.
Why doesn't he have a simcha in the second business?
He did a mitzvah. He's done a mitzvah, yeah. He's done a mitzvah. More of the same mitzvah. Vaisa is a machab,
not
a simcha. It's more of the same mitzvah. It's Ribu Shurim of the same mitzvah. Yeah, yeah. Yesh dodim was that, yeah? I hear what you're saying, yeah? Yesh dodim was that. It's more of the same mitzvah, mishpacha and meh. Meh, the same 7 days. Not a aggressive mitzvah, it's the same 7 days. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, yeah? So perhaps Lot was concerned that Yaakov would do the first 7 days simcha, but then the second 7 days, maybe, you know, we're talking about very high madrigas, obvious HaKadosh, maybe he would talk to his wife and say, listen, no, because he now, would you, he'll be meichel, maybe she meichel, and she would lose out on her simcha. Maybe believe, surely, fine, but Lot wanted a real good party for another 7 days as well. So the way to ensure this was to say, okay, we're not getting married to Rachel yet. We'll get married now. You'll be married now to the first wife, to Leah, finish Leah, banish her, this, and then do another nisuin, a completely separate nisuin, 7 days later, to the second wife, Rachel. And then, of course, it's a whole new nisuin, a whole new mitzvah. A week later, then he will have another 7 days. He didn't want him the second seven to be any sort of less chiyuv than the first.
Okay, you could argue faket that Lovan would want him back at work as soon as possible.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, the malach. Yeah. Okay, something to suggest. But it's, at the same time, we have learnt some interesting points about the Chiyuv Simcha, what's involved, and also the fact that Chiyuv Simcha really is built on two separate things. One is for him, one is for her, which is as far as I remember, we're asking the Gemara for that as well. This is what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Okay. Another little about two in the Parsha, and then perhaps I have time for that's one or two things. The Brisker Rav was once at a train station, somewhere near Radin. I think it was in transit between two different places. And he had a few minutes at a train station, but he said, I want to chapa rain, I want to go visit Chofetz Chaim. So he went. He wants to visit the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, the Brisker Rav, they want to visit the Chofetz Chaim. Yeah. So he goes along to the Chofetz Chaim's home, and he hears what the Chofetz Chaim was saying, I don't know if it's public or private. He was there and he heard what the Chofetz Chaim was saying. There'd been an incident with the Polish government about a gentleman who required a passport for some reason. And this man was 90 years old. And he had no proof, he had no birth certificates. He was probably born before the age of birth certificates. And the bureaucracy in the government offices was terrible. They said, listen, you've got to bring a birth certificate, or no passport. What am I supposed to do? He said, okay, go on, idea. They said, bring two witnesses at your place and time of birth. And nothing could talk. He's 90 years old. You're asking absolutely ridiculous things. This is not possible. There are two people over 100 years old to find. It's not shach. So I don't know, Chofetz Chaim got hold of this. And Chofetz Chaim said that, you know, when it comes to Sinas Yisrael, there's no rationale. Esav Seina LeYaakov. He said, there's no rationale. They look for this excuse, that excuse, the other excuse. That's not the source of Sinas Yisrael. It makes no difference. They'll shout and scream, they'll come with tinders. That's not the issue. And he brings up a question in this week's parasha. Because Laban chases after Yaakov for 7 days and he catches up with him. Because Yaakov had run off with his family and his possessions. And Lavan says, Vayichal Yaakov. Yaakov was angry with Lavan. And he says, you ran after me. What were you looking to? You searched to all my possessions looking for your brothers. Oh, you didn't find them. Yaakov, of course, didn't know they were there. But, yeah, so I'm innocent. What do you want from me? Lavan didn't answer him back at all. Lavan just answered back. And Lavan says, as we know, famous book of Ayan, Lavan, Habonai, Benoisa, Habonim, Bonai, Matzoin, Tzoni, Hakonash, it's all mine, it's all mine. He didn't answer the Taina, which Yaakov said, did you find anything? Did I steal something? He didn't answer that. He just said, this sounds answer back. There was no rationale to his answer. He said, a guy looks at a yid, it's not Esav, it's Lavan, okay? But a guy looks at a yid, said, Habonai, Benoisa, Habonim, you have no right to be here and belong here, go, we're not interested. That's how a guy looks, and that's how we have to understand sin as he saw. Says the Chofetz Chaim, so we have to do what Chazal say. We've got to get to the source of the problem. If you see anti-Semitism, we see sin as Yisrael. It's not a discussion about which point or that point which we can answer back to the those who are fighting it. That's not the issue at all. The Ikka issue is Yasik Batoya. When Islam has a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a message from Hashem, sent straight from Hashem, so we should be improving ourselves in Torah and in Sodom and in Shuvah. This is what Chofetz Chaim said, a very pertinent message. But Biskowski would have liked to stay longer, but he had a train to catch, and we're back to the station. That's one point. However, there could be some halachic discussion about what Rachel did. There is a pasuk. Oh, that's another shaila. Well, Geneva, I'm not scared. That's a good shaila, I don't know. But there is a pasuk in Parashat Eikev, and the pasuk says, V'lisavi so'eva al besach. And the Gemara tells us, Sachim and Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to have an Avodah Zorah in your home. And it goes further, says the Gemara, it's a brisa, they're both in Sachim and Avodah Zorah. If you're a landlord, says, well, asur, it's asur to rent out your property as a residential home to a non-Jew, because the guy will bring Avodah Zarah into his home, and you, then it's your house, because you're the landlord, you're the owner of the home, and you have Avodah Zarah in your house. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, halacha lemaisa is not so poshut, because the Gemara brings down, nowadays, ain noyagim lahachnis avodas kom botem. Generally, the average guy doesn't have any God at all, no religion at all. That's not the point. He won't bring Avodah Zarah into the home, and therefore we don't really have to be choshish for that nowadays. But the Gemara does say, if there's a chashash, you mustn't have Avodah Zarah in your home. So the question is asked, how could Rachel bring Laban's terafim, Laban's Avodah Zarah into her home, into the home of Yaakov, Lusavi, Soeva, Lusach? But she was sitting up in the oil. But oil, she was in the tent, yeah? In the oil, yeah. So, similar questions you find. Another couple of places in the Gemara. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, famous Gemara about blowing a shofar, a shofar should avoid the door. Famous Gemara, Mrs. Lab, the whole thing knew, if Yotza or the shofar, somebody asks, the Melchizedek asks. Melchizedek, Tovchav says, asks, but you got Mr. Baba Meir. What's he doing with a shofar with his own his home? He got a shofar with his own in his home. Surely he's over that vera of the Sabbath of Eber Bezacha. So how can we have a discussion about a shofar with his own? Similar, and the Lulav also there. Lulav and shofar, yeah? Lulav's also there. And also the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Ches, which talks about doing shechitah with a sakin shalavet his gechavim. Sakin shalavet a knife. If it's a kosher knife, it's sharp and everything. Halacha shechitah. Sakin, here we come. Do shechitah with it. Question? But it's Mitzvah Baba Avir, well, maybe a Mitzvah, but it's Adavir over here. How does he have a knife with his own in his home? Similar idea. What's the discussion over here to have this item with his own in your home? That's the question. So, there's a number of suggestions you could give, but we'll go to a Chiddush here, which Tosfos in Daf Chof Aleph and on the Sugya discusses why in his times and nowadays, Yesh Tefak Fake, what our Hetzer, we do tend to rent out our properties to going. This is Tosfos times already, and we showed him. What's that? He could discuss a few ideas. One of them is, he says that Eloi machnes avoides kom bikvius. Not just incidentally the guy happened to bring an avodah into the house. That's not the issue, says Jesus. It's bikvius, which could be interpreted possibly as the issue is for the goy, for somebody to make the house into a base avodah zarah. To make this house a place of worship for avodah zarah, to make a whole base avodah zarah out of it. That's a prohibition. But b'mikre happens to be a guy walks in, he's got Avodah Zarah in his pocket, he walks in, he walks out, b'mikre, one off, that wouldn't be the issa. That's a suggestion in Tosfos. There's a Tshuvas of Rashba in Chedek Aleph Kuf Ayin Zayin, who was asked if a guy walked into your house, and he happened to have Avodah Zarah in his pocket, are you going to throw him out? I think the Rashba may also discuss chametz, which perhaps more negel and maisa, could happen. You have a plumber, konamoy, you have a problem with heating, an urgent problem, a guy walks in with his chametz, with his sandwich. Yeah, are you going to burn him up? Get rid of him? Yeah, I think Alochi says, okay, but he's holding his own sandwich, no connection to you at all. He's eating it, you're not. Akoponim, if he walks in with a boy, the Zohar, so the Rashba, Chiddush, says, okay. He says, Lo yishamanu sheichayiv yisroel balabayah. It's okay, you don't have to throw the guy out of your house because he walked in with a boy, the Zohar. It's not clear from the wording of the Rashba, but what's the answer? Surely the Pasuk is Lo yisavi, so you mustn't have for his own your home. Not only that, even if you rent it out to somebody else and the guy brings it in, we see from the Gemara also prohibited. So what's the answer? So possibly it could be the same idea. The issue is to make a base of Avodah Zarah out of it. Just to happen to have it in, maybe okay. Of course, I'm not halacha lemaaseh, just ask a Rav before this is done, but this could be a suggestion. And that will answer how Rachel could do this. Because Rachel, of course, only brought it in for the rest of intentions to make sure her father in law won't serve it. It wasn't making no base of Avodah Zarah out of it, and therefore it could be the answer.
Back to Sheehan Base, Sif Tess. Last week we spoke about scraping mud off shoes.